Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. It is July 25th. It is hard to believe that July is almost over. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and I am joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace Diamond. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Glad to hear it.
I almost wanted to do that in the Matt Hardy voice, but I couldn't pull it off. So I didn't do it.
I'm going to leave that be for the moment. But the reason for this call isn't to discuss whether or not you can do a Matt Hardy impression.
No, it is not. It is to discuss this past Saturday's epic NWF show in Fairfield, Ohio.
Exactly. And let me tell you what. If you people miss the show, you miss one hell of a night. I mean one hell of a night. Because it was action was hot, heavy, and oh my goodness. It was wow. I mean, what else can you say about this past Saturday night? It was exactly what I said. It was wow.
Exactly. And
I mean, it was action packed, bell to bell. Do what?
I mean, it was huge, and we had a huge return, and that wasn't even the biggest thing that happened.
No. No, it wasn't. And yes, there was quite a huge return. But I mean, beginning to end, bell to bell, including the bonus match. I mean, come on. Could you have asked, because you were actually there this time, could you have asked for a more exciting, more action-packed card than what you saw? Oh, but wait, there was also some of the announcements, like the announcements for our upcoming show in Fairfield on August the 18th, FanFest. Some of the stuff that was announced for FanFest, oh, my goodness. Shocks, surprises. Some of the stuff that was announced, I was beside myself, like, oh, my God. Could we possibly make that show any bigger?
I honestly, it would be nearly impossible to make FanFest any bigger than it's going to be.
Oh, I completely agree. And speaking of which, we've also got some individuals some guests for this evening's show that are actually going to be competing at FanFest. And
yes, we do. And they are both going to be competing at FanFest.
Oh, you have no idea how hysterical I think that is. Actually,
I couldn't agree more.
You know, I have a very warped sense of humor, and that just...
You know, I almost feel bad for Mr. Gideon Weinstein. Almost.
I'm glad you do, because I don't.
But they are both on the line right now, so without any further ado...
Welcome to Match Chat, Hollywood Adam Swayze and Gideon Weinstein.
All right, first of all, Callie, that was a terrible introduction. Gideon, please do the honors and introduce me right.
Absolutely, boss. Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, California, this is Hollywood Adam Swayze. How was that one?
Gideon's perfect, perfect as usual. Now, first off, before you guys ask me any questions or anything like that, I want to get to something, and that's what was announced in Fairfield last Saturday. Why is Gideon Weinstein wrestling? He's not a wrestler.
Thank you.
He's my agent. Thus, this never went by me. This never, no one came to me. Nothing like that. Did I say, Gideon, did I tell you that you need to take out Nikki Victory and Big Mama? No, I told you to go into my checking account, go into all of my bank accounts, each one of them, and get as much money as you need, hire the best women's wrestler in the whole country to take those two out. And what did you do, Gideon?
I believe, boss, that is what I did. But
exactly.
Unfortunately, Roger Ruffin and Nate Pelly, two biggest schmucks in the world, they just like going around. I think that they wake up every morning and say, how can we make Gideon Weinstein's day worse? I'm pretty sure they do that. And if I may, I would just first of all like to say, hello, boss, how you doing? Also, Mr. Diamond, wonderful to be here. Thank you for having us on the show again. Great to hear your voice. Callie, I wish I could say the same for you, but I find your voice shrill and annoying.
That's fine, because I think you sound like a sniveling, whining, used car salesman wannabe, but that's beside the point. And why? Let me explain to you, because you don't know how to keep your nose out of everybody else's business. You had...
What do you mean?
Hold on. You don't want to talk about sticking your nose into other people's business?
Let's talk about when Nikki Victory stuck her nose where it didn't belong. I had an off night. I was very angry. Big Mama was the wrong person at the wrong place at the wrong time. And what did Nikki Victory do? She jumped on me like a mad woman, like a animal, which most women do anyway, but nothing like that. And Gideon had to get her off from me.
Yeah. She jumped on me like a crazed fire monkey.
Gideon doesn't stick his nose in anyone else's business. He works for me under my supervision. He works for me. He doesn't work for the NWF. He doesn't work for Roger Ruffin. He doesn't work for Nate Pelly. He doesn't work for anyone else but me, Hollywood Adam Swayze.
Can I just point out that Nikki Victory and Big Mama are both trained professional fighters? What am I supposed to do here? I'm from Brooklyn. I've been in a fight or two on the street, but, like, they're professional.
Gideon, I am telling you right now, everything that you learned growing up on those streets of Brooklyn, you bring to FanFest.
Oh, I'm going to, boss. Yeah. They are going to see Nikki Victory, Big Mama, they are both going to find out why I was the bare knuckle champ of Brooklyn. Yeah, 72nd Street. Look it up. They got plaques and stuff. Along with the luscious, yeah, that's right.
The only
along
reason
with
why
the,
you stopped,
the luscious
the only reason
one,
why you stopped
Lexi
is because
Green.
You came over with me.
That's right, yeah. I'd still be down there fighting schmucks in the street. But that's right. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, I thought about it. I've been thinking long and hard about it since they announced this match. I think I'm going to be ready.
I hope you have your life insurance policy paid up, Gideon. Because those two women are going to take you to the cleaners. They are going to school you.
School?
And they're going to put...
What school? Schmuck University? What school?
And they are going to put you and that trailer trash hoe bag you call a non-schmuck.
Oh, trailer trash? I'll have you know, ever since Gideon gave her first paycheck, from the other Fairfield, you know, where she beat down Nikki Victory, She's moved out of the trailer park. She doesn't live there anymore.
No.
You can take the trash out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the trash.
Oh, wow. Wow. Once again, just like the last time we were here, nothing but just insults and scrutiny from Kelly. Wow. Better be a journalist.
What can I say?
You know, Kelly, I think you might have an anger problem. You should get that looked at.
You know, I've seen a psychiatrist, and yeah, I'm beyond help on that. So
no,
sorry about your luck.
I bet you have.
You're stuck with me. I'm who I am. Just be happy you're talking to me and not somebody else. Anyway.
Oh, God. Is Ace Diamond still there? Can we talk to him?
I'm here.
No. I run the show.
Oh, ho, ho. Oh, you hear that, Ace?
You going to argue with that one, Ace?
I'm just going to sit back and let you do your thing. I've been on your bad side, and that's someplace I don't want to go back to.
So, you know, that's a smart individual right there. So let's discuss this test here for a little bit. We saw Pompano Jones hold his homie don't play that challenge, took on the man with no fear, Kyle Maverick. Pompano Joe did pick up a victory. However, since we were discussing a little bit about FanFest, he is taking that challenge all the way to FanFest, where he is going to go one-on-one with TNA superstar and OVE member Dave Chris. Now, that was a blockbuster announcement made by the man Roger Ruffin this past Saturday in Fairfield. So, if you
I
haven't
have
got tickets,
agree with
yet,
you on that,
I think
Callie.
You're getting tickets. Wow, you actually agree with me on something. This is the smartest thing you've said since you got on here.
I mean, unfortunately, it is a blockbuster announcement.
Okay?
I do know a little something about blockbusters.
A lot. He knows a lot about blockbusters. You know what else he knows a lot about? Fighting. Beating people up. You know who's great at that? Also, Pompano Joe. Dave Crist. Big time. Real big time. TNA. But, Pompano Joe, I mean, he ain't everybody's homie for no reason.
And he will have home field advantage for that match. But, ooh, talk about
we're going to be in Key West.
Talk about big matches. We had that huge 8-man scramble for the Unified title, which I believe, Mr. Swayze, were you not in that match?
From Fairfield, I was in that match.
Kelly, do you even watch the show? Kelly, you just sit there. What do you do? You on Twitter or something? You even watch? Of course he was in the match.
You know, did the big dive from the corner, you know?
Huge dive.
Look.
Huge.
Look.
On that Lotus overshadow, but besides that, anyways, you keep trying that. Still, your unified champion, though, Lexus Montez, who will actually be in the Ultimate Ladder match come FanFest, taking on NWF Crazy. Yes, sir.
He's taken on, who is it, Christopher Michael Lotus?
He's taken on Justin Lane.
Justin Lane. Gideon,
never heard
those
of
two
him.
People. Those two people.
Funny.
What are they?
I don't know. I never heard of either one of them. I don't know them.
And we have the return of Virus for FanFest.
Well, let's see what happened. What happened last time Lexus Montez wrestled Virus? Oh, that's right. Virus lost. That's what happened.
True.
And then who exactly won that Unified Championship in the first place in a ladder match? Oh, that's right. It was Lexus Montez again. And who did he beat in that ladder match?
Oh, boss. May I, boss?
Please, Gideon, please.
Christopher Michael Lotus. So I think what Mr. Swayze is trying to say here is that these other schmucks, they ain't got no chance against Lexus Montez in a ladder
zero
match.
Fans. again, Flex.
You know what, Gideon? I would pay to watch you stand face to face with T-Money and call T-Money a schmuck. I would pay to see that because I know exactly what will happen to you.
T-Money wouldn't do anything.
Yeah. T-Money would realize that if he laid one finger on me, that that he'd be sued quicker than you could say Jollyville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep dreaming on that one, Gideon, because T-Money would flatten you. And I would honestly...
Well,
I would
if T-Money did that, then he'd have to go through Hollywood Adam Swayze. And Gideon, does T-Money want to go through Hollywood Adam Swayze?
No, he does not.
We're also gonna have in what has turned into a gigantic grudge match. I have never, ever in my life, and I have seen a lot out of these two individuals, I have never seen Jesse Hyde so irate and out of control.
You know, Fairfield last week, I saw what happened between those two. And I'm always pulling for Nasty Russ. Nasty Russ is a fine individual. I like him. Gideon, I'm sure you like him.
Oh, absolutely.
But what
great
we
guy.
Saw from Jesse Hyde is something that I've never seen from Jesse Hyde. Gideon, I don't know if you've seen it. Callie, I don't care if you've seen it. But I haven't. So it's going to be very interesting to see exactly what unfolds at FanFest. What different sides we see of these two individuals.
I mean, I'm gonna have to second that, boss, because, you know, we all know Jesse Hyde, fun loving guy, rock and roll. But the past couple of months, Nasty Russ has brought this fire out of Jesse Hyde, and you're right, I don't think any of us have seen it before.
Definitely not. We saw all three members of the Crimson Mafia in action as they took on Big, Bad, and Extreme, and a mystery partner who turned out to be none other than T-Money. Now, this one, I can honestly tell you, I was very pleased with the outcome as far as who won the match, but the Mafia showed exactly what sore losers they are. That pack of hyenas attacked Big, Bad, and Extreme as they were headed back through to the curtain. God only knows what they did to T-Money. So come FanFest.
One, how does that make them sore losers? All that they're doing is they're beating them down, sending them a message to pretty much let Big, Bad, Extreme know, Don't come around this tag team division. You don't want anything to do with the Crimson Mafia, because if you saw what happened in Fairfield, if you step to them, that's what's going to happen. I don't think I have any issues with the Crimson Mafia. Gideon, do I? I don't see why I would.
Oh, well, of course, because you would take the same logistics.
No, you have no problems with the Crimson Mafia, boys. I got no problems with the Crimson Mafia. And Kelly, I'll level with you here for a second. Let's be honest. The Crimson Mafia is made up of Lord Crew, the Wildcat, Chris Harris, and the mercenary Anthony Bryant. Now, you're getting on these guys. You're getting on these guys for beating people up. One of them is called the mercenary. I mean, what do you think these guys do? You think they have tea parties? No, they beat people up. It's what they do. I mean, Tiger can't change its spots.
Look, all I'm saying is they showed exactly they can't handle the fact that they lost a match fair and square to a better team on that night. I'm all for competitiveness. But to handcuff Aaron Extreme and Brandon Taggart on opposite sides of the ring and beat them with chairs, come on now. That's a little bit much.
Nah, I've seen worse.
And to be honest with you, I'm rather pleased with the announcement that was made regarding that match at FanFest.
Yeah, you would be.
It is a handcuff match. The only way you can win is to handcuff both of your opponents to the ropes. And once you're handcuffed to the ropes, you're basically eliminated from the match. And, oh, my favorite part, there will be no outside interference from Wildcat Chris Harris, because he will be handcuffed as well to both members of the Natty Boys.
Okay, first off, when has Wildcat Chris Harris ever caused outside interference?
Never.
Oh, you have got to be joking me. Are you blind? Do you have blinders on?
Am I blind? Gideon, do you lie? Gideon, would you ever lie to me?
It's two things. One, boss, of course not. I would never lie. And two, Kelly, I will have you know that Mr. Swayze sees the top number one optometrist in the state of California. 2020 vision.
Uh-huh.
Let
me tell you something. You two have got to have the world's biggest blinders on if you said Wildcat Chris Harris
what?
Has never caused any outside interference.
He has
blinders.
No,
I
know.
Help
you
about the
optometrist. First of all, they are a team. They work as a team. It's a team
teamwork.
Effort.
You wouldn't
yes,
know nothing about that
teamwork,
because
Callie.
You kick poor Ace Diamond when he's down.
Yes. You just kicked him off the show. I haven't heard anything from him.
And I've cracked him in the head with a guitar here, so what's your point?
Guitar, what are you, 12? Guitar Hero. Anyway.
Hey, what's my say? Somebody handed me one and I hit him with it. Not my fault he didn't move.
Wow. Wow, that is eye-opening.
Whole new learning experience.
Let's get back
Mr.
on track
team.
Here.
That is what I am trying to
do. Oh, God, it's so good to hear your voice. Go ahead.
But like I was saying, the only time Chris Harris doesn't cause any outside interference is when he's not there. I mean, are you going to tell me somebody who is not a part of the match, who is a manager, that clotheslines somebody on the outside, that runs somebody into the ring post when they're not even part of the match? You're going to tell me that's not outside interference?
I mean, that would be outside interference, but I don't believe that happened. Did it, Mr. Swayze? I didn't see that on Saturday.
No?
That's the big part of the match on Saturday. And then there's the fact that, oh, hi, they cheat constantly. Oh, wait, you
how?
Wouldn't recognize that because you do it.
What do you
Let
mean
me
I do it? I don't cheat.
That is a wild accusation.
How many Gideon,
out because
you are
Gideon.
Out there. You are out there. For almost every single one of my matches. Gideon, have I ever cheated? Because I know you're watching me, because God knows Callie's not watching the show. But you are.
Yeah, well.
Have I ever cheated?
No. Never that I've seen. You are an upstanding, honest individual, boss. You never cheated.
Exactly.
In your life.
I don't even understand how Gideon Weinstein could cheat. He's not even in the match.
So
exactly. Didn't we just go over that?
So when you...
I mean, if you're not in the match, you can't do nothing, so...
Am I understanding that right? When you hit somebody with that kick, it's not cheating. Is that right?
No.
It's not cheating.
Absolutely not. I'm not really clear on the rules, though.
Obviously. And then, as we saw spilling through, there is still bad blood between Josh Adams and David Tyler, as David Tyler took it upon himself to try to give Josh Adams a haircut.
Well, Josh has no hair as it is, so what's the deal?
Try to. He did give him a haircut. Yeah, Josh Adams is just jealous of David Tyler's rugged good looks. Josh
exactly.
Adams wishes he could grow a beard
all,
like that, but he can't.
All Josh Adams has
style.
Is a six-pack. That's all he's got. Great. You got abs.
I'm pretty sure it's fake, too. I think I saw
it probably
paint
is
coming
it,
off.
It probably is.
He probably
just paints it on there or something. It looks stupid, nonetheless. He looks stupid. David Tyler was just trying to make him not look as stupid.
Uh huh.
I think we should be praising David Tyler for that. I mean, honestly.
No. Nevertheless, the match was made and it will be held at FanFest. David Tyler versus Josh Adams, hair versus hair. Someone is going to leave bald from FanFest.
Oh, I cannot wait to see Josh Adams with a bald head. That is going to be fantastic. I can't wait for that.
I'm sure you can, and I'm really hoping that it's David Tyler that leaves bald. But David Tyler does have the experience edge, so I'm not going to discount that.
He does have the experience edge, and they've also, by my account, which, I mean, I'm always right, I believe that they have faced off in singles matches 4 times now, and who's 4-0 against Josh Adams?
That's David Tyler.
So, what makes you think that David Tyler can't make it 5-0 against Josh Adams?
I would like to see Josh Adams pick up the win at FanFest.
I would also like to point out that
regardless of who wins that match, if by some miracle, Josh Adams can pick up the win in that match and David Tyler gets his head shaved, well, David Tyler still has that sweet beard. And Josh Adams is still ugly, so. But that's not going to happen, so don't matter.
We will wait and see on that one. Now this is a match I can really say, as much as I'm not a fan of a lot of violence, I'm actually itching to
wait,
see.
Hold on. Did you just say you're not a fan of violence?
2 minutes
ago,
really,
you were hitting people with guitars. And now you're not a fan of violence. Okay.
Gideon.
Yeah,
why?
Well,
why is she the host?
I don't know. Give me just a second here. I just bought you the show, boss. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Adam Swayze Hour. Adam Swayze, how are you?
Gideon, I must say, I'm doing pretty well now that it's all about me. I'm doing pretty well.
Fantastic.
So funny.
What? Is that Kelly? Didn't I just tell you you were fired?
Adam, please. Darn. What a shame.
Gideon, do you have any questions for me?
We'll get to your match. Don't worry. But in a strap match, you're going to see Brody Cormick take on legendary Larry D. Now, I'm going to tell you, spoiler alert, I think Brody's going to get...
Whoa. Copyright.
Gideon, call the lawyers. As soon as you get off this, call the lawyers.
Already did. They're on the way. Delivering papers right now.
Whatever. Talk about being a schmuck.
Callie, do you really want to deal with the lawyers twice? Go ask Nikki Victory and Big Mama how it was to deal with the lawyers.
Already said.
There's a reason why Nikki Victory only wears the blue gear she has. It's because she can't afford anything else because I've taken all of her money.
Uh-huh.
So let's go back to Larry D and Brody Cormick just for a second here. Strap match. That's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Kelly, you're probably gonna say something like, oh, Larry D's gonna kill Brody. Oh, Larry D's such big schmuck. Well, I don't know if you caught NWF Bustin' Loose on Sunday at 8 o'clock on Facebook. I don't know if you caught that, but if you did, you would have seen Brody Cormick choking the life out of Larry D in the back with the belt. So, say what you will, Larry D, big guy, tough guy, it's hard. Still got choked out by Brody Cormick in the back.
And it was probably a sneak attack from which I'm sure you think is a fantastic idea. I call it ignorant, but you don't want to be ignorant.
Like this counselor.
Now let me say this. Let me say this much. I have faced off against Larry B, and I faced off against Brody Cormick. Out of the two, I wouldn't want to be facing Larry B. Because Larry D doesn't need a strap to do any damage.
Well, that
is true. His hands are as big as my head.
Uh-huh.
So I do feel for Brody Cormick, even though he's kind of not really on my good side. I do feel for him. Do I think he's going to pull out the win? Yeah. I mean, Larry D is big, but, I mean, he's not good. So, Brody Cormick, I had to actually use strategic strategy. I had to actually have a good game plan. And, Gideon, did I pull out that win?
Absolutely, boss.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what do you mean? It happened. Mm-hmm. Can't deny that.
Facts.
I didn't.
Facts.
Did I?
Well, I don't know. Every breath you take that I have to hear in my ears just has attitude in it, so I don't know why you can't be respectful.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not puckering up and kissing his ass like you. My apologies.
Oh, well, okay. First of all, I thought this was a family-friendly show. So, you know, watch the language. Second of all, you don't have enough money to even be able to kiss Mr. Swayze's rear end. So, stop thinking about it.
I wouldn't if you paid me $20 million. So,
thank you.
Well, he could pay you $20 million, but he won't.
Let's talk about something that is at the center of controversy from this past Fairfield, and that was that contract signing between Jordan Clearwater and Ryan Stone. That, lo and behold, Ryan Stone comes out with a different contract, not just requiring the competitor's signature, but requiring the signature of the man, Roger Ruffin, as the special guest referee. Now, being the smart, intelligent individual that Roger Ruffin is, he tried to respectfully decline. Both participants, however, were insistent that they trust him and they want him as part of that match. And then...
You see,
go ahead.
No, you go right ahead, Callie. I mean, it's $500 to interrupt me, but you go right ahead.
Yeah. Tell him. Go ahead. Tell him what happened after that. Tell him what happened after they all.
Ryan Stone does what he does best, and that was provoked Jordan Clearwater. Now.
No. Keep going after
Roger
that. After that. You know.
Roger Ruffin was able to pull Ryan Stone off of Jordan. Jordan wasn't letting it go. He went after Ryan. Knowing Ryan Stone's tactics, when the man pulled Jordan off of Ryan, Jordan, inadvertently thinking it was somebody else, punched the man.
Who else could he have thought it was? There are three people in the ring. There's Jordan Clearwater, Ryan Stone, and Roger Ruffin. If I'm beating the crap out of some loser like what I usually do, and I know that Gideon's in that ring, and Gideon goes to pull me off from him, which I don't know why I would do that, but if he does, I wouldn't hit him. I know he's Gideon.
You know what I think about this whole situation, Kelly? You know what I think?
What do you think?
I think maybe the Golden Boy is losing a little bit of his luster. I think the Golden Boy I think he knew that was Roger Ruffin behind him. And I think that Jordan Clearwater has been waiting for years and years now to punch Roger Ruffin in the face. And he found that opportunity Saturday in Fairfield.
Gideon, honestly, I can't believe I'm actually saying this. I'm a little bit jealous of Jordan Clearwater. If I had the opportunity to punch Roger Ruffin, I'd take it right away. I would.
I'm telling you, this has been a secret plot from Jordan Clearwater. He saw his shot, and he just took it. That's what I think.
See, I truly believe he did not realize that was Roger Ruffin pulling him off. Because Lord only knows, Ryan Stone has had people come from the crowd before to attack his opponent to give him an advantage. So I don't blame Jordan for thinking that could have been something. Oh, I don't know. How about Muldoon when Ryan stole the title from the Titan?
No.
Kelly, I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. I think that you got the director's cut. Because that's not the same film I watched. I watched Ryan Stone beat the Titan, fair and square, 1-2-3.
Of course that's what you saw, because you're almost as big of a cheater as Stone.
Here we
can't
go
give
with
you
this
quite
cheater Gideon, have I ever cheated a day in my life?
Nope. Not once. Didn't we already discuss this? Kelly, are you like deaf or stupid or both? We already talked about this. Mr. Swayze, don't cheat. I don't cheat. We're upstanding citizens. Moving on. Oh, by the way, so is Ryan Stone. Never cheated.
Wow. You two just wow.
Yeah,
but,
I agree. We are pretty great.
Well, let's talk about the match. Just the match itself. Because, you see, when you put just those two together, you put Jordan Clearwater, he's a former tag team champion, he's former Golden Ticket, and he's only been around for what, about 3 years maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other end, you got Ryan Stone, the greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone,
mm-hmm.
the current NWF champion. And how many times has he held that title, Gideon?
What is this now? Three? Is this three times he's had it?
I believe it's four.
Is
he
it
is
four?
The only,
you know what?
He is the only four-time NWF champion.
The only
take that, Rob.
Four-time NWF champion. Does Jordan Clearwater, does he have, like, the brain that you do, Callie? Like, is it just not there? Because if I was to stand in front of Ryan Stone and somebody told me that I have to wrestle him at the
you'd need to break out
his
hemorrhoid
of the year, what? I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't wrestle him, honestly. He's Ryan Stone. He's a four-time, the only four-time NWF heavyweight champion. He's probably going to kill Jordan Clearwater, honestly.
Can I just say something else? Force, if I may.
Please, don't.
Gideon, please.
Ryan Stone used to be a part of a tag team known as Tough Giants. That is correct. The other member of that team was Matt Stevens. Now, some of you may not be familiar with Matt Stevens because Ryan Stone beat the crap out of him. Left him laying in a bloody mess in the middle of the ring. Nobody's ever seen Matt Stevens since then. And that was his friend. That was Ryan Stone's friend. What do you think he's going to do to Jordan Clearwater?
Inside of a steel cage. And the plot thickens because, as I stated earlier, Roger Ruffin is a special guest referee.
Hold on.
And for people
Tally, what was that thing that you just said? It's inside of a steel cage. And
yes.
To go back to what Gideon was talking about, Gideon, isn't that where Ryan Stone decimated and destroyed his best friend, if not good friend, Matt Stevens? Didn't he do that inside
true.
A steel cage?
Inside
what,
a steel cage at the UAW hall in Fairfield.
Exactly. So what in your imagination, what could you think is going to happen to Jordan Clearwater? He hates Jordan Clearwater. I don't blame him. I hate him too. But he hates Jordan Clearwater.
I'm very well aware of the fact that Stone has a very strong dislike for Jordan Clearwater. But as I was pointing out,
yeah,
go ahead.
Sally, let's talk about Roger Ruffin. Even though I kind of don't want to, and this show's about me, but it's okay. We'll stick to whatever script you're following. Let's talk about Roger Ruffin.
Roger Ruffin, he's
the man around, so-called man, around the NWF. And if my resources are correct, years ago he held a faction, correct?
Yes, the Protected
and
Ones.
And the faction was called the Protected Ones. Now, who else was in that faction, Callie?
First and foremost, and most importantly at this point, Ryan Stone.
Ryan Stone. So, not only does Jordan Clearwater screw himself over already by wanting Roger Ruffin to be the special guest referee, and not only does he have to now deal with Ryan Stone and Roger being the special guest referee, but he has to go in there thinking, Roger Ruffin and Ryan Stone used to be great friends. Why wouldn't they still be good friends? And to make matters even worse, Jordan Clearwater willingly punches Roger Ruffin right in the mouth and takes him out. I mean, you and the other critics can claim that it was an accident. I don't think it was an accident.
I still hold to the story that I believe Jordan Clearwater did not realize at that moment he was hitting Roger Ruffin.
If
you could see the remorse in his face as soon as he did it, as soon as he realized who he hit.
Yeah, Kelly, that's great. I can act, too. I'm one of the greatest actors. Well, not one. I am the greatest actor in Hollywood. I can act, too. I can act sorry for someone. Doesn't mean I do.
So you're saying that was all an act by Jordan, the remorse as soon as he realized it was Roger Ruffin.
I'm not saying that Jordan Clearwater wants to try and be an actor or anything like that, because obviously it wasn't very good of the acting that he was doing. But I am saying that maybe he didn't feel all the remorse that was set on his face.
Uh-huh. Of course you wouldn't think so. And then in the main event that night, we saw Jay Donaldson and Muldoon take on the team of the Star Rider and the Titan. There is definitely no love lost between those individuals, because the way what happened at the end of that match was absolutely uncalled for. I mean, come on now. Jay Donaldson ripping the mask off of the Star Rider. Thank goodness the Titan was able to grab that cape and cover up and
honestly,
keep the identity of
honestly,
the Star Rider hit.
Thank yeah. goodness for Titan, because I don't want to see what's under that mask. I know it's bad. I don't
wear a mask for a reason. He wears a mask for a reason. And I'm guessing that reason is because he's hideously ugly.
It's got to be Gideon. I mean, Gideon, I'm beautiful. I'm gorgeous, right?
Absolutely.
So there's no reason for me to wear a mask, is there?
No. Because you're beautiful, both. I mean,
exactly.
That Star Rider schmuck, I never seen him without the mask, but he's probably got, like, some big stupid nose. He's probably got like buck teeth.
He probably has no hair, Gideon. He probably has no hair.
You know,
I would agree with that, boss. I bet you he don't got no hair.
I now me on the other hand, Gideon, let's talk about me. My hair. How good is my hair, Gideon?
That's the greatest head of hair I've ever seen in my life, boss. I mean, I just I'm at a loss for words. Because it's just it's so amazing.
Uh-huh. But speaking of wearing a mask, in case nobody caught the stipulation, Jay Donaldson will be facing the Star Rider at FanFest. Now, if Star Rider loses this match, he also loses his mask. However, though, if Jay Donaldson loses, he will be forced to wear a mask. Now that is something I will pay to see. Because he might actually be able to cover that gray up a little bit better with the mask on.
Great.
You're not quite sure his age.
Great.
That's great. Great.
Jay Donaldson doesn't have gray hair. He's 22. What are you still
yeah.
And in case you two obviously can't do math, 22 for the last, what is it, 16 years?
Actually, Gideon can do math because he always has to add up how much money I have in all of my bank accounts. So Gideon can do math, and believe me, those numbers get way out there.
Well, boss, and, you know, I am pretty good at math. I do count all your check statements, but to be honest, the math ain't that hard when there's that many zeros.
Uh-huh. And then we're going to see, in a tables match, the Titan versus Muldoon. Now, we saw Muldoon put Titan through a table this past Saturday in Fairfield. And I'm going to tell you, Titan is the king of the fight. And I have all the respect in the world for him. But Muldoon is mean. He is vicious. And he has no regard for anybody. So that's going to be a huge task for Titan.
You know, the Titan might be the king of the fight. But let's back up a little bit. Let's back up. Let's go back to what we were talking about earlier was the Protected Ones. Protected Ones was a faction, and they ruled the NWF with an iron fist. They beat up everybody. They destroyed people. And a big part of that, a big reason why so many people got hurt during that time, was Muldoon.
Yes. This is very true.
What I'm saying is Titan's a schmuck and he's going to lose. I don't know why I got to spell everything out for you.
Yeah, no. I mean, what happened in Fairfield, Callie? What happened closing out that show?
We saw Titan letting
Titan went through a table. Titan went through a table. So technically, Muldoon's already won. Am I right, Gideon?
You're always right, boss.
Exactly. So technically, Muldoon has already won. But at FanFest, they're going to do it again. And just like what happened at Fairfield, Muldoon's going to put him through a table again. And that'll be it. Hopefully he sends Titan packing, honestly, because... Believe me, I really don't like that guy. So, honestly, I hope he, you know, just kind of sends Titan packing and he never, ever comes back. But, you know.
Is that because you're afraid of Titan again?
Am I afraid of Titan? Is that what you said?
That is exactly what I insinuated, yes.
No, I'm not, actually. How many times did I wrestle him, Gideon?
What was this? Five? Must have been five, six times?
A lot. What happened every time, Callie? I beat down Titan. 90% of the time, Titan had to get himself disqualified just to survive. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. You're absolutely right, boss.
I know. So if anything, the Titan doesn't want
to
fight me. That's what it is.
You keep telling yourself that, Sunshine. Go right on ahead.
It's Hollywood. It's Hollywood, not Sunshine. Hollywood.
Yeah, okay. But then let's go a little bit more recent. Let's go to a little more closer date, and that's this upcoming Saturday, July the 28th. And yes, I did skip a match at FanFest, but trust me when I tell you, I will get to that because this is leading to that. This Saturday, we are at HITS in Covington, Kentucky, where you're going to see Legendary Larry D in action. He is going to be in a gauntlet match. He is going to have to go through a line of competitors. If he wins that match, he'll be able to get his hands on Brody Cormick, maybe sooner than FanFest. We could all
hope.
Well,
spoiler alert, Larry D is not getting through that line because I've seen some of the guys in that line, and I honestly don't think Larry D is getting through them. Not the people that I've already seen.
No way. And even if he does get through all those guys, at the end of that line is Brody Cormick. So I feel bad for him anyway.
Uh-huh. You would. But then we've also got a gigantic six-man tag where you're going to see Jay Donaldson, David Tyler, and Lord Crew as they take on the Star Rider, Josh Adams, and the Titan. Now, this is spilling over from our last show in Covington based on the fact that, you know, all six of these guys just want to beat the living tar out of one another. And that's not going to be a match. That's going to be a fight. I would bet on that. But let's talk about the match I know you want to talk about.
Oh, now we're going to talk about Adam Swayze?
I mean, granted, the whole show should have been about me, but it's okay, Callie. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, it is the Adam Swayze hour.
I mean, so honestly, the whole hour should have been about me, but it hasn't been, so it's okay. It's all right, Callie.
A is the lead to be. Let's talk about this. You've got an opportunity.
Oh, wow, Callie knows the alphabet. Actually, Callie, don't talk about this. Gideon, you talk about this. Talk about the main attraction in Covington.
Boss, the main attraction, Covington, Kentucky, at HITS Indoor Baseball. I hate baseball, by the way, except for the Yankees. HITS Indoor Baseball. You are going to see Hollywood Adam Swayze. And that night, Saturday, this upcoming Saturday in Covington, Adam Swayze is gonna become your new NWF Tri-State Champion. Because his competition, the current Schmuck Champion, is Alex Hayden, who's a big stupid schmuck with dumb clothes and dumb haircut.
Gideon, first of all, for like, what was it? Like, the first, like, well, ever since I brought him to relevancy, you had no idea who Alex Hayden was.
I did not. I did not at all.
Yeah. Had no idea who he was. And now he wants to piggyback off from my success, which most people do, so that's fine. But at HITS in Covington, I'm going to take him out and, you know, get rid of him from the NWF. And when I do that, I'm also going to take that Tri-State title. And, Gideon, am I ever going to let go of that Tri-State title?
Absolutely not, boss. And you know what?
No.
After Saturday, when Mr. Swayze wins that Tri-State title, I'm going to get it all shined up. I'm going to put new plates on it, and I'm going to rename it the California Championship.
Oh, Gideon.
I like that. I like that. That was supposed to be a surprise, but, you know, I'm breaking it now.
Maybe I'm not the only one that has great ideas, Gideon. Huh.
Thank you.
So this Saturday night is going to be the reigning and defending tri-state champion, Alex Hayden, taking on...
Yeah, nobody cares about him.
Hollywood Adam Swayze.
Callie, take two. Say it right.
How would you like me to say this?
How Gideon says it. Gideon,
I don't understand. I don't understand. You can't do it right. Roger Ruffin can't do it correctly. Boss Man, that schmucky can't do it correctly. It is Hollywood Adam Swayze. His name's on the tip of everybody's tongue, and yet you schmucks don't want to say it correctly.
Now,
so, you see, anyway, Callie, in Covington, it's going to be the current, not for long, the current tri-state champion, Alex Hayden, taking on Hollywood Adam Swayze. And spoiler alert,
better than I do.
At the end of Covington, I'm walking out with the tri-state title, and it's going to look real good in my mansion in Hollywood, California. I honestly can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see what it looks like. Because, what was it, 2 weeks ago-ish? I don't remember. I'm sure Alex Hayden remembers clear as day. What happened to Bone Crushers, Gideon?
Boss, I'm pretty sure Alex Hayden doesn't remember that at all.
That's right, Gideon. You wouldn't remember it because I took his current, once again, not for long, Tri-State champion, like his Tri-State championship, and I drilled it into his head, and I sent a message letting him know about what's about to happen in Covington, and that's he's going to wake up after taking the Rodeo Driver, he's going to wake up, and he's going to see me holding up what was his Tri-State championship.
Well, if...
Couldn't have said it better myself, boss.
I'm going to say if, because Alex Hayden is a very resourceful individual. He did manage to get a victory over Pompano Joe to gain that title.
Resourceful meaning he cheats? Is that what you're trying to say? Oh, stop the press,
Alex,
everybody. Kelly just said that Alex Hayden's a cheater. Oh,
I didn't
expect that, but... I mean, we all heard it, so no use denying it.
However, if you should manage to defeat Alex Hayden in Covington, that title will be again defended against either Alex Hayden, or if he retains, he'll be defending it against you at FanFest on August the 18th.
They actually finally decided to make FanFest worth the ticket. They finally put me on the card. Is that what happened?
I believe we announced that in Fairfield that match would be taking place.
Oh, in Fairfield. Gideon, where was Alex Hayden in Fairfield? Where was the current tri-state champion, the man who represents the tri-state area? Where was he at in Fairfield, Gideon?
I don't know, boss. He was probably messing around. He probably jumped on some stupid commercial flight, not like the private jets we fly around on. He probably jumped on some stupid commercial flight and went to go stare at cows in Canada or something. But he sure wasn't in Fairfield.
That sounds like a terrible time, honestly, Gideon. So really, Callie, thank me now. Thank me now that I, after Covington, no matter if I wrestle him at FanFest or not, it doesn't matter because the result's going to be the same. That's me beating him. Thank me now for bringing the tri-state title around and, you know, making it relevant again. You know, because you see, not only is that tri-state title going to be at Bone Crushers. Not only is it going to be at Fairfield, Covington, Ludlow, wherever we go, but I promise you, when I win that Tri-State Championship, it's going to be on every single movie set that I'm in. It's going to be in every film, everywhere. And mark my words, as Hollywood Adam Swayze, as your champion, as your Tri-State champion, that title is going to be popular, more popular than it's ever been, because everybody's going to see it. Because I'm in every movie. I'm on every TV screen. Oh, whoa, Gideon. Did I just say TV screen?
Well, what you mean, boss, is that every once in a while, these television stations will pay top dollar to get your films on the television. That's what you mean. That's all.
I would not be caught dead on a TV screen. Every movie screen has my face all over it. And with this face, it's gonna have the Tri-State title right next to it.
That's right. Not only, like Mr. Swayze said, is that Tri-State title gonna be in Wilmington. It's gonna be in Fairfield. It's gonna be at Bone Crushers. But also, that Tri-State title is gonna go with Mr. Swayze to MGM, to Universal. It's gonna go to Turner. It's gonna go everywhere with Mr. Swayze. All these movie sets, just like he said.
Speaking of the movie sets.
First off, thank me, Callie. Say thank you, Mr. Swayze, for making the Tri-State title relevant. Thank me.
Thank you, Mr. Swayze, for making the Tri-State title relevant.
That has yet to be determined, but...
What do you mean? We're talking about it right now, ain't we? Was you talking about the Tri-State title last week on this program? Or the week before? No, you weren't. And even if you were, it was only because of Adam Swayze.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Speaking of, let's talk about another blockbuster announcement that actually came this past Sunday. At the Future Stars show, where it was announced by the man Roger Ruffin that the Future Stars of the NWF will also be competing at FanFest in what is slated to be probably the biggest battle royal of any of their careers to earn a spot on the main roster. And didn't you have an open casting call on Sunday?
I did not, actually, Callie. I canceled that because nobody could beat me. What I did was Gideon did extensive research and found that the two best on the Future Star show were Rudy Rodriguez and Icon, and he passed the word along to me, and I made sure to get them both in a match against each other, and the winner would be next to me on a movie set in the next blockbuster film of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And Gideon, I don't know if you watched the show or not. I know it was a Sabbath. It's Sundays, and you don't work on Sundays. But did you happen to see what happened at all?
I did. I watched the footage back, and I saw Icon just destroy that little weirdo Rudy Rodriguez. I mean, who is that guy? Why does he run like that? It's weird.
Gideon,
he's creepy looking. It freaks me out.
Yeah. Once again, another guy that's real ugly, and there's a reason why he's in a mask. Isn't it right,
Gideon? Exactly. That's right. I'm sure that guy looks disgusting as well. I'm sure Rudy Rodriguez is the ugliest person that anybody's ever seen in their life. That's why he wears a mask. And speaking of him, that name Rudy Rodriguez is also on the list of schmucks that you have beaten. Is that not true?
That's true. I mean, Gideon, I've beaten them all. But his name's on the list too. I stomped his head into the mat.
Footage. Did you happen to catch the rest of the footage, Gideon, of what happened afterwards?
No, I don't believe I did. Something else happened?
Well, Gideon,
yeah.
Let's just say that you need to get the lawyers again. Because some security guard tries to get in the ring. I don't know why they all of a sudden are allowed in the ring. Like, Gideon, has that ever been a rule? Like, I'm not too familiar on the whole security, on what they do and everything. I don't really care. But, yeah, some security guard just got in the ring and says, oh, Icon, I can beat you, blah, 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 all this stupid stuff. I'm not paying attention because I don't care what he has to say. And somehow he beat him. I don't know how because Icon's great. But somehow he beat him.
Oh, good.
So now hold on. Let me just express this. Icon physically looks good in the ring. He's good. But there's something upstairs that's not all there. Because you see, I told him, no matter what happens, you're on the set. That was a part of the plan. Was that he was in this movie. And he just puts his opportunity right on the line, just like that. Completely goes off script. I don't know what was going on with him. He's been fired. He's never working with me again, ever.
You know, when I was putting this match together for you, boss, I spoke to both of them. The stupid Nash schmuck. I don't even know that he speaks English, so
I don't really know.
Gideon,
I'm pretty sure you don't.
Let me rephrase that. I tried to speak to both of them, but the stupid masked one. What was his name again?
Rudy Rodriguez.
Yeah, that one. I'm pretty sure he doesn't speak English. So I was like drawing pictures for him and stuff. I think he might be a little, you know, a little empty upstairs. But
he probably can't see anything through the mask.
Yeah, that's true. He does wear it all the time too. It's weird. Anyway, I also spoke to Icon, and I told him, I was like, you know, I stressed to him how important this opportunity was, and I told him not to mess it up. And then what did he do? He went and messed it up.
He messed it up.
I think he might be a little dumb too. I mean, abs do not make brains. Abs do not make brains. I think Josh Adams proved that as well.
Yeah, please go look at Josh Adams. Obviously, abs don't make brains. But, like, you said Icon was a little bit stupid. He blew an opportunity to be on a movie set with me.
Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so what happened?
He got beat in 11 seconds by D.C. Holloway.
Is that stupid security guard? Is that stupid security guard that I gave him directions to go sit down and ring the bell and stay in that seat?
I didn't realize he had a name. I didn't realize the security guard had a name. I just called him Big Dump Security Guard.
You mean after you ran from him at the last show? When he accepted your open challenge.
What? I didn't run. First of all, I didn't run. I already competed. I already beat Rudy Rodriguez. And then DC
Schmuck.
Just gets in the ring and goes, oh, you're going to wrestle me now. No, that's not how. DC is not the boss of me. I don't have a boss. I'm Hollywood Adam Sleazy. I do whatever I want. And then he just assaults me. He picks me up on his shoulders, prancing around the ring, look how strong I am. That's great, DC. I can pick you up on my shoulders. I can throw you through the wall if I want to. I'm a lot stronger and a lot bigger and a lot better than you are.
Yeah. You better look into him.
Oh, by far.
So anyway, he did manage to beat the Icon, which doesn't that mean since Icon put that opportunity on the line, that it's now DC Holloway.
Well, spoiler alert, Callie. Icon doesn't have the authority to do that. I already scrapped all of that. That ain't happening.
one, he doesn't have the authority to do that. Two, directors would never let him in a movie. Have you seen that guy? He looks great.
True.
He looks the guy.
He would walk, D.C. Holloway would walk onto a movie set, and everybody would look at him and wonder why he ain't outside guarding the door like he should be.
Doing what security should be doing.
Wow.
Anyway, let's go back. Let's go back and talk. I'm tired of talking about this security guard. Let's talk about this battle royal. Future stars, opportunity on the line. Who you got your money on, boss? Because I'm looking at Big Cuz.
Well, now don't get me wrong. I completely understand if you didn't watch the rest of the show at that Future Star show. It's fine because I was my stuff was already done, so that's all that you need to worry about. But a guy that's kind of been ringing the bell, he's kind of, you know, making a name for himself. Have you ever heard of a man named Andrew Reed, Gideon?
I have. I have heard that name quite a few times. I heard he kicks people in the face.
Yeah.
I like that.
Did you see him beat Jordan Clearwater?
I did. Well, see, here's the thing. I saw him beating up Jordan Clearwater, and my first thought was, wow, you know, that's impressive. But then I remembered what a big schmuck Jordan Clearwater is, and then I was like, ah, it's okay, I guess.
That's right. But still, Andrew Reed
is impressive, though, boss. He does all them flippy things.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
I like
he's that backflip. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, answer your question. Out of all of the future stars and everyone who's going to be in that big battle royal, my money is definitely on Andrew Reed. You want to know who's for a fact not going to win it, Gideon?
Who's that?
D.C. Holloway. Because he's not going to be in that ring. He's going to be sitting down ringing the bell like what a security guard does.
Like you should. Hey, boss, let me ask you a question. Who do you think's going to get eliminated the quickest in that match?
I mean, honestly, with how it happened earlier on the last student show, I kind of want it to be I kind of want Icon to just get thrown out right away. I'm not I don't really like him anymore. Because, you know, he doesn't follow the script.
And
you know how I feel when people don't follow the script. You know how I feel when people don't know their lines and we have to keep rehearsing and going over and over and over again and again and again. It makes me very irritated.
I think you might be right. And I don't like the Icon either. I don't think anybody really likes him. I feel like everybody really just does not like that guy.
Especially
after Sunday.
Now, another question that I have, Rudy Rodriguez, does he even know what a battle royal is? Has anybody, like, talked to him? Can you talk to him?
I don't know that he knows what anything is. You know, this Rodriguez guy, Gutierrez, what's his name?
I don't know. Have you also seen the tattoo on his shoulder? What is that?
Okay.
Dude? It's just like a line
or
whatever.
I don't know. It's real dumb.
It's probably like
but
Spanish
guy,
word or something like that. I don't know.
I think it is, but I don't speak no Spanish, so I'm pretty sure the guy. I mean, he don't speak English. We already figured out he's probably real ugly. He's real dumb. He can barely find his way to the ring. I'm pretty sure he. I don't think he does. I don't think he knows what a battle royal is. I don't think he's probably just gonna run out there. He's gonna flail his arms around like a stupid idiot. And he's probably just going to get tossed out.
That is a wait and see. But you know who I think has a very good shot at winning this? Especially after the victory.
I don't really care, Callie. I don't really care.
Yeah, me neither.
Wow. Well, honestly, I think Kimba has a really good chance to win this.
Who's Kimba?
Oh.
I mean, did you see that impressive victory over the Mercenary?
I saw the mercenary was doing your job better than you, better than what you do.
Gideon, can we please get the mercenary to host this show? Please?
What's that?
Can we please get the mercenary to host this show instead of Callie? Because he was doing a better job announcing than what
she
does.
It just rang a bell when she said that. Kimba is that kid with the braces that that the mercenary kicked right in the mouth the other day. Kicked him right in the face. I think I saw it.
Did he have braces before or after mercenary broke all of his teeth?
I think he had them before, but I think now he's going to have to get new ones.
So, Gideon, is Kimba like an adult or is mercenary wrestling children? Because to my knowledge, children have braces, not adults.
I think he is an adult, but he looks like a child.
A child who
either
holds
way,
a victory
either way.
One half
Superman.
Of the team champion.
Okay.
Kelly,
if he looks like a
child,
mercenary probably thought he was a child and didn't want to, like, you know, go to jail or something for beating up an underage person. So mercenary probably wasn't really trying. And somehow, Kimba still walked away with the win. I don't understand how, you know. We all have bad days. We all have bad days. I've had a few. So...
And then the mercenary decided he was going to take his ball and go home because he was embarrassed that he lost.
He was embarrassed because he realized he was doing your job.
Then he shouldn't have accepted Jay Donaldson's offer.
Well, I think he did it to prove a point. And that point was that you are terrible at your job and nobody likes you. And I think he proved that point pretty well, didn't he, boss?
He did, Gideon. Because let me tell
you,
I know you weren't there again. You know, you don't work on Sundays,
yeah.
That's fine. Let me tell you firsthand. Mercenary announcing, amazing. Do you know, Gideon, that the only people that get my name right is me, of course. You,
Rhea.
And then you should have heard how Mercenary said it. He perfect.
Wow,
almost better than you, Gideon. Almost not.
Oh, whoa.
Not better than you, but almost.
Oh, okay. You scared me for a second.
Were you afraid to lose your job too, Gideon?
I'm sorry. I wasn't. I heard your voice and I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
I think you heard exactly what I said. Were you afraid to lose your job too?
No, of course not. I'm never afraid to lose my job. You know why? Because I do everything I can to keep my job. Because I have the greatest job in the entire world. I'm not going to lose my job, right? Boss, I'm not going to lose. I'm good?
No, absolutely not, Gideon. You're the best agent in Hollywood.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, let's get this back on track. So this upcoming Saturday night,
let's not talk about Adam Swayze. It's okay. It's not like I'm your guest or anything. It's okay though.
How am I going to talk about you? I'm talking about this Saturday night in Covington, where we've got that all-star lineup. And of course,
what's one of the matches in the all-star lineup, Callie?
Of course, that is the tri-state title match where the current champion, Alex Hayden,
is going to
defend that title against Hollywood Adam Swayze.
Well, better, but still not good.
I mean, at least she's trying, Gideon, right? I mean, she's not.
Yeah, that's good. I gotta give it
up.
I gotta give it up. She clearly doesn't try anything else in her life, so.
Yeah.
I have a body bag with her name on it.
Wow, that was a threat, and it's been recorded. So you're dumb for that. You're getting subpoenaed in the morning. Hate to tell you.
Yep.
Dude, please get those lawyers. She just threatened your life.
I know. I heard her.
Callie,
she thinks I'm
Callie,
scared.
Callie, I honestly hope you're going to be at FanFest 12, right? You're going to be at FanFest 12. You better, because if you're not, you're stupid. But if you are at FanFest 12, please take notes. Take notes and watch what Gideon Weinstein does single-handedly to Nikki Victory and Big Mama. Because take notes, because you're probably next on the list. After he gets done there,
I mean,
Gideon's probably going right to you and taking you out.
I don't know if you've realized this. But beating up women and old people, it's kind of my thing. You fit both of those categories. You really want to do this?
Gideon, she fits in both Gideon, she fits in both categories.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Keep in mind, I will remember that.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Good for you. Don't care. Moving on. Saturday, Covington, Kentucky, at Hits, Hollywood, Adam Swayze becomes your new NWF Tri-State Champion. That's it. End of discussion. That's all we need to talk about. I don't know why we've been talking about anything else.
So, people, if you haven't already, make sure you stop at Hits or at Disc and That, and get your pre-sale tickets while they're available.
3785 Lake Park Drive, Covington, Kentucky. That is where all you stupid schmucks out there, that's where you're going to see Adam Swayze win that Tri-State title.
And remember, folks, the doors there open at 6:30. Thank you, Gideon. Doors do open at 6:30,
they also,
7:30.
I also believe that at Hits, I do believe they sell adult beverages there now. Get a nice cold beer while you watch Mr. Swayze. Mr. Swayze doesn't drink beer, only the finest champagnes. But you common schmuck, you can get a beer there.
Ain't nothing better than some good old-fashioned wrestling and a nice cold beer.
I wouldn't know, because I don't drink, because I'm a gentleman.
I know I just misunderstood that. You did not just say you don't drink because you're German.
No, because I'm a gentleman, you stupid schmuck. I'm not German, I'm Irish and Italian. Wow, you dumb. Boss, are you still there, or did you get tired?
Gideon, unfortunately, I'm still here.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Anyway, like the man said, be sure you join us this Saturday, July the 28th, at Hits in Covington. Pre-sale tickets are available at Hits as well as Disc and That. Doors open at 6:30, 7:30 bell time. And they do have ice-cold beer for sale at that event. So make sure you come out and join us. Gideon.
And witness
Mr.
history.
Swayze.
As Hollywood Adam Swayze takes that Tri-State title from Alex Hayden.
That is a fact.
Sam, make sure you come out. You check out the live wrestling action. It is going to be a huge night. You don't want to miss. So be sure you join us. Gideon, Mr. Swayze, I would like to thank you for joining us on Matt Chat this evening.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You are absolutely welcome. And before I go, I would just like to say, you're all a bunch of stupid schmucks. Adam Swayze is the greatest wrestler in the world, also the greatest movie actor. And that's all I got to say about that. Boss, I'm headed down to Gino's on second. You want me to get you some?
Gideon, I think I'm okay. I think I'm okay.
All right.
But you know what? Hey,
all right.
Be safe. Make sure that limo driver drives safe. As for me, critics, unfortunately, I'll see you at Covington Saturday night at Hits, and you'll all see me win that Tri-State Championship. And as for Matt Chet, as for this whole thing, well, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. By the way, real quick, Mr. Diamond, I really think you should reformat the show because Callie speaks entirely too much.
I will take that into consideration.
Fantastic. Mr. Diamond, you're a wonderful human being. Kelly, again, just to reiterate, I hate your voice. I don't like you very much. I think you're kind of dumb. Mr. Swayze, what can I say that hadn't already been said? You're the greatest human being alive.
Ace Diamond, take it home.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gideon Weinstein and Hollywood Adam Swayze. Always a pleasure to have those two gentlemen on the show. Miss Callie, I don't think they like you very much.
That's okay. The feeling's mutual.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to check out the great wrestling action this Saturday at Hits in Covington, Kentucky. Miss Callie, have a wonderful evening. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for this evening. Have a good night, everybody.